19 Maius. Of course, the banquet made Father merry. Even though Romans dilute their wine with water, he still drank too much. He brought out his pipes, which had been tied to the sash of his robe. He played, he sang, he danced. He showed his good manners by belching as loud and often as Pompey. When slaves began to snuff out the torches to signify the evening was ending, I was pleased that no one had further mocked my father. In my heart, I know they wanted to, but they silenced their jokes knowing that their language was understood by the Princess of the Nile. Also in my heart, I thanked Olympus for teaching me Latin, and I thanked Neva for helping me practice during our long ocean voyage.
It looks like our prediction that Neva and Olympus would help Cleopatra solve some of her problems was correct. They both helped her learn Latin, which helped Cleopatra impress the Romans. Let's keep going. Continue with the third paragraph on page 89, which begins, "Back in my chamber."
Back in my chamber, I undressed and bathed while Neva read one of Cicero's speeches to me. He was a famous lawyer here in Rome, but is in exile now. When the last grains of sand in my hourglass had dribbled through, I went to bed. I lay awake for hours, it seemed, Neva on the floor mat next to me, Puzo sleeping in the doorway. I could hear the fountain outside my window and the sweet song of a night.